USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump invoked the Rarely Used Defense Production Act to order the Department of Health and Human Services to compel General Motors to manufacture ventilators, hours after he sharply criticized the company for slow-moving production.
We are working to sign contracts immediately with the major ventilator companies in the country, including GE. General Motors will join in the fray. Within the next 100 days, we will either make or get in some form.
That Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, would be the policy coordinator overseeing the administration's enforcement of the Defense Protection Act. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Democratic White House frontrunner could soon be the only runner. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders acknowledging the uphill battle he faces to beat former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination for the White House. In an interview with NPR, Sanders says it's going to be a very steep road. Although Biden has a sizable lead, Sanders has not made an official decision yet and says he will take part in a debate next month, should there be one. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus has now claimed nearly 1,000 lives in Italy in the last 24 hours. With ventilators running low, a desperate hospital in the northern part of the country is trying something new, modified scuba masks. Doctors are now using a 3D printer to modify the mask so they can connect to oxygen. It's likened to wartime triage. The virus hasn't been easy on the nation's hospital system. More than 40 doctors in the country have died of the virus. Keep it here for all your coronavirus information. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, is now issuing a warning that the coronavirus could come back in cycles in the future. USA Radio's John Clements reports.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease warned the U.S. should be prepared that the coronavirus could become cyclical.
We need to be prepared that we'll get a cycle around the second time.
Dr. Fauci said that the U.S. must be working to develop a vaccine by continuing work to do the randomized controlled trial of drugs.
I know we'll be successful in putting this down now, but we really need to be prepared for another cycle.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Some Roman Catholic bishops around the country are relieving the faithful of giving up meat on Fridays since they've already been deprived of some foods and other pleasures during the coronavirus pandemic. During Lent, many Catholics practice self-denial and sacrifice as they repent their sins and pray in preparation for Easter. Some choose to give up certain pleasures for the full 40 days, and all Christians are instructed not to eat meat on Ash Wednesday and all Fridays during Lent, in addition to Good Friday. But some bishops this year are telling their parishioners they've given up enough. While churches are holding online masses, many Catholics are also lamenting missing their church services during the holy season. Other bishops loosen the guidelines, noting many foods are hard to come by, and going out to shop for specific foods could jeopardize people's health. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.